Morning, Bum Hess, Story County. Just kind of giving you an update. I wasn't going to be here till next week to give you an update on the legislation, but I just couldn't stand to be away from you guys, so I kind of a couple weeks earlier. Still not a whole lot being passed. Right now we do have the V&T, very good news on that. We are getting a work session on Friday, March 10th, so good news on that. That's moving right along, and that's what the efforts Pat Whitten has put in. A lot of people have it. Pat's kind of the one charging this. So once you get a work session, that's you've cleared a lot of hurdles. So very good news on that. A lot of other bills, a lot of deals are being made, which means the sponsors of those bills know their bills aren't going to pass. So they're trying to get some ammunition one way or the other to push those bills through. So as I said, I wasn't going to be here till the following commission, which we should have a little bit more news on what's going to pass and what's not going to pass, and more so what affects us out there. But there's a ton of bills. I mean, if you look at the bills now, there's literally 200 bills that affect us. But to follow them, you know, probably 80% of them aren't going anywhere, so we won't know for 2 weeks where we stand on that. But I did want to give you an update. I missed the opportunity last time I was here to give you an update when we went back to Washington for the inauguration, which is just part of what we went there for. The inauguration was fantastic, but the time that we spent there, we met a lot of really good people that know a lot of really good people. We met this gal named Jordan Lane, who, after spending most of the day with her during the inauguration, she works for the Cajun John Lane. And he's the congressman from Louisiana, and he has thrown support towards our zip code bill, which was not on board the previous session. So that contact just in itself was worth, you know, 15 people going back there, because those are some of the things you can't do by phone, you know, talking to people, because you would have never gotten the Jordan Lane, who is the Cajun John Wayne's personal secretary. So we also met back there. We had a brief luncheon with John Porter, who's our lobbyist back there and former congressman. He's reviving the zip code bill as well. And so we talked a lot about the zip code and a lot about Story County. And the funny thing back there, anybody that knows Nevada, when you mention Virginia City, mentions basketball. Yeah, so it's a pretty good honor for those. Marshall was a mucker, and I know Gallagher and Jeff, and if I miss somebody, Denny was a coach for a while, and so it's pretty neat when you meet somebody from Louisiana that says, oh, were you part of the 1980 teams or the 60s teams, which I wasn't the 60s, he was the 60s. So anyhow, people know about Virginia City, and so the trip back there, just meeting these people and getting to know them, you know, when we go back there for anything now, is going to be much easier. So very good trip, and I think we got a lot accomplished while we were back there. We also met with Dean Heller, actually had lunch with him, and again, he's always supportive of everything we do, but he did put us in contact with some folks that we talked to back there, and again, very, you know, once you meet the people, it's much easier than making 15 to 20 phone calls and they still don't know who you are. So anyhow, any questions from the board on the trip or the session? I try to keep everybody appraised on some of the bigger stuff, some of the minor stuff. I'd be on the phone a lot. So if there's any questions, I'd try to answer them. If not, I'm on my way back down there.
Good. Is it on the next day for the Million Woman March protest?
We left that day for some reason. I don't know if Lance had that in mind or not, but no, we didn't quite get to march on that one. We did see the ladies that were marching there, though, in our hotel that morning. They were actually fairly pleasant.
Thanks, Tom.
You bet.